Hi, and welcome back to a new episode of Sassy Single Mums. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of Sassy Single Mums. My name is Winnie, and I'm the founder and host of the Sassy Single Mums podcast. I built this show with one goal, and that was to share the authentic stories of single mothers who are challenging the status quo by handling parenting with sass. On today's show, I'm speaking to my good friend Anai about the stigma attached to single mothers. We're carrying on the story from last week, but a different perspective based on her experiences raising her son, Shaylin, who's 11 years old. Hey, Anai, thank you so much for coming on today's show. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit nervous, but I'm good to go.
Sounds good. So on today's show, obviously, we're continuing on the conversation from last week's episode where we was talking about the stigma attached to being a single mother. And I guess one of the things that we learned from speaking to Sassy Mom Barbeline last week was that from her perspective, she had a negative experience, you know, with maybe some teachers saying things which weren't helpful or saying things which were definitely associated to the general stereotypes of being a single mom. But to her, she felt like that's fine because maybe some people have some concerns, or maybe some people have some views around what it means to be a single parent. But for her, she considered it as, I'm proud as a single mother and that's okay. I'm just going to continue on with that. But I think honestly speaking, even for me, there are times when I'm not proud to be a single mother and I feel a bit like there's a lot of negativity that's put upon me and I'm almost looked down on by other people in society. And I think to myself, well, I'm just doing anything as well as every other mother. So I want us to kind of talk about that a little bit and to try and understand why some of these views exist and then to learn more about your own experiences as a single mother and where you stand in terms of the whole misrepresentation that's attached to it.
Well, you already know, babe, innit? Like how society sees or views how family should be, right? It should have a mom, dad, or whatever. And then the children. So it's like when you split up with that person and you've got a whole kids and everything, it's a whole different type of responsibility as well. And people don't feel like you can do it by yourself. Like the world makes you believe it. You know, it's hard to be a woman in a workforce as well. You don't get paid the same as men or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of women are not proud because they're not coming out with the same type of achievement as the counterpart.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm
as so their peers.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah. So and, it's already like unfair.
It's already unfair in like systematically. And then, you know, the other part of it is that in a lot of cultures and in a lot of different religions, like it's completely frowned upon
to be a single mother.
To be a single mother, yeah. To have already gone through a marriage, it's like, why did you feel? And you know, they'll blame a lot the woman for it, or maybe you didn't do this enough, maybe you didn't do that enough.
Yeah,
do you understand? And always having to explain to people.
Can we talk about that in a bit more detail? Because yeah. I definitely think there's a cultural pressure for a woman to be married before she has children.
Yeah.
And some of that is religious, some of it is not religious. But I think religion has definitely played a part in this kind of overall.
I think it's played a massive part in it because, you know, it tells you, you know, if you have kids before marriage, you're basically dirty. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're basically not worthy. You know, you've gone against it and it's like, we're all humans, we all, you know, I wouldn't say getting pregnant is a mistake because for me it's been like the most amazing experience of my life, to be honest, and I don't regret not one part of it. But, you know, in a lot of other sort of cultures and what have you, it's an embarrassing thing. It's like, you know, you wouldn't want to tell mom my daughter's pregnant. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's a difficult thing, or they'll try to get you married off quick, or try to get, the worst thing is they try to get you to get an abortion.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, they try to tell you what to do with your body.
Yeah.
And that's what's upsetting about it, because when you do have the kid and you see how much they love them,
yeah,
you think, oh, but then the girls that do go through it, I've never been through it myself.
Yeah.
So I can't really speak highly on that type of situation. But, you know, girls that go through it and have been through it, a lot of them, you know, they go through a lot of psychological, like, things in their heads.
I think there's definitely guilt that's attached to having an abortion, because you think, what if, you know, I could have done this, I could have done that. what if type of thing. And you just don't know, you know, because you have so many, you're definitely thinking to yourself, oh, you know, this, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have had, you know.
But this. People still are proud of it. Either way, even it's like if you have the kid or you don't have the kid, it's like a woman still can't be proud, because you can say some people have an abortion and regardless of whatever, like you did it for yourself because you had to do something. Not that you're proud of it, but that you, it's something that you had to do. Do you know what I'm saying? Or it's like, in it, it's vice versa.
Yes.
It's vice versa. But anyways, like back on to what we were saying. So yeah, because of a lot of cultures and a lot of different religions and whatever, it's frowned upon. And no one wants that, they see you as used after sort of thing, like, oh, she's already had this, like she's got like miles on her.
Oh my god. Yeah,
she's got miles on her, do you know what I'm saying?
I've heard that before, because obviously being Congolese, it's like when you get married, like as a tradition, the man has to like, you know, bring money and like buy goats, buy sheep, buy all of these things to like show, you know, pay for your love. And I found that it's been said, oh, you know, if you have a child, then your price goes down, you know, and the guy doesn't have to pay as much, especially if you're a single mother. And I'm just like...
But you know what it is, yeah? People don't understand, yeah, how that has such a domino... I reckon it has such a domino effect in the society, because then it's like women like us, whatever, like we get sort of frowned upon. But then that leads there to become like a more like tactical, like making more like virgins and girls that haven't really been or had children more vulnerable, if you know what I'm saying.
How do you mean? Elaborate further.
I mean in a sense, yeah, that because men have that stigma about it, they're more likely to go for something younger or something that's like a virgin or something that's not really like a woman that really hasn't been through a type of lifestyle. Because it's like once you have a child, it's like you automatically enter this realm of where you're like an adultier adult.
Right? Yes.
Like,
yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yes. When you're just like, all right, so I'm like a big, like I'm like a big, big girl now. Like, if I really want to wash my plate, I don't have to. Sort of I just can leave it in the sink. My mom's not going to tell me nothing.
Yeah. But do you think maybe that's where the paradox is? Because on one end, it's like, you know, people say, don't have a child until you're old and responsible and you know what you're doing. And then if you do have a child young, it's like, well, if you do have a child young, then it's like, well, you know, you're an adult.
Like, yeah, you would, you know, and the joke thing is, yeah, the other day I was looking at my niece, yeah, and she's 19. And I was like, raw, I was pregnant at her age.
I know.
And it's so mad to me, like, because I really didn't feel, like, the way I see her and the things that she does and how she's out there and she's just living her life, she's going uni, you know, she's like, you know, she's proud of her, you know, she's someone to be proud of.
Her achievements.
And I just, of her achievements. And I see her and she's 19 and I, you know, and even though I'm like, do you know what, I got pregnant at 19 and I had my son, I wasn't doing all of the shit she was doing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I went out there doing what she was doing. Like, you know, putting herself on platforms.
Because we thought we were grown.
We thought we was mad. But, babe, I was, though. Because I've been grinding from day. This is what I'm saying. Like, for me, when I got pregnant, it was different because I was like, rah, all it was for me was like, okay, now I've got to just grind harder. It didn't even become a thing where I was scared of what people was going to think of me. And I remember I was in one Colombian place once. And then the lady was like, oh, these girls are so irresponsible, you know, having babies. And I looked at her and I was like, sorry, miss. I said, are you going to buy nappies for my kid?
Yeah.
Are you going to wipe my son's bum?
Yeah.
Then my auntie was like, oh, you're so rude. I was like, I don't care about being rude. She's in her. I said, no one is asking you anything for my child.
Yeah.
So don't put your 2 cents in it.
Yeah.
Like, don't. Because you don't know about me.
Yeah. And you don't know why I had my child.
Exactly.
Because I feel like that because... Obviously, I had Ty when I was young, you know, and for me, the big thing is that at that moment in my life, I needed somebody who was like close to family, you know, and it just so happened to be that I was pregnant with my own child.
You know what, for me,
I'm gonna have a baby.
I hear that.
That's my family, and that's what I needed. And I think that's what people don't understand. People think, oh, women just get pregnant and then they're like, huh, I'm going to have a baby. You don't know what that woman's going through. She could need that baby. She could want that baby. She could be like in a position where she's ready to have a baby, but yeah, she hasn't met the right guy. You know, all she has, and he's abusive. He's doesn't treat her right.
Yeah.
He's like lying or manipulative. Or he's passed away.
Yeah, sure. He's gone to prison.
Oh, he's gone to prison. Really. Exactly. And no one talks about that. And women are not allowed to be able to talk about the fact that maybe their father, the baby fathers, are absent. Maybe they have mental health and that's, issues. And that,
you know what it is? Yeah, it's true. Because like I kind of got stick for that a lot, because it was not stick, but it was like every time someone would ask me about his dad, and it's like, like, I can't even talk on it. Like, I don't even know enough. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, especially when they're in and out of the system, it's really difficult. Like, it's so difficult. And like, people do look at you in a different way, because it's like, right, you come from a different life when you've ended up in this certain circumstance. Yeah.
But anyone can end up in prison if you do the wrong thing.
Of course, if you don't pay your flipping tickets, fucking
tickets. No, but it's more than just not paying your tickets.
No, I'm just saying you can end up for the silliest thing. It's just...
One thing I've learned, the most smartest people and successful people are getting arrested and going to prison for doing the same crimes that we blame the stupid people and the ignorant people. So...
it's true, but it's like stealing on different levels, like selling drugs on different levels. Like, it's just different levels, dude. But
yeah, I think those are probably the problems that exist in like the criminal justice system.
It's just, it's just annoying. Like, it's like so, like, oh my god, I've always got to tell people the same thing, and people are always asking like inner questions. Like, people just don't know how to stop asking questions, and that's what makes it so bitter.
Yeah,
about being a single vet, like a single mother, and that's why, like, I reckon a lot of girls, like, I'm not proud of it, because it's like, you've got to do so much, and you've got a lot more to prove, and that's the problem. And people constantly, and you know what the worst thing is, people constantly telling you how to do certain things, and they forget you're a single mother. They're like, oh, why don't you just go and buy this, and why don't you just decorate this, why don't you just do that? And it's like, hold on, you know, I come from a one income flipping home.
Yeah,
like, does that not
register
at all?
Yeah.
And then it's honestly, it's like the amount of conversations I've had with people, and it's like, oh, but you know, wouldn't you want to have someone? And I'm like, do you know what? I'm doing quite well by myself. And it's more than that, what I can say. Like, I'm, you know, a lot of females stay in domestic violent situations because of their kids, or because obviously they're too scared to leave. But we're talking about, you know, having, you know, the kids and whatever. Like, there's a lot of women that don't leave because of the religious status. And there's a lot of women that don't leave because then they are dependent on these men.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I'm gonna just be so honest, yeah?
Yeah.
I would rather be a single mother than be in those type of situations, because I've been in those type of situations, not with my own baby, like my own baby father, but I've been in that situation with men that I've dated after. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, and do you want to talk more about what it was like being in that situation?
It was horrible, because your children see you go through so much pain and just so much, like, anxiety and just so much everything. And it's like, with my son actually, like, he knows how to deal with my anxiety attacks. Like, it's got to the point where he's like, he literally turned around to my mom and was like, stop, leave her alone. I'm dealing with this.
Wow.
I know how to deal with this. And he's 11.
King.
And then he was like, literally, who take my, he hit my phone. I was like, shit, it was my phone.
Young King.
And he's like, I took it off you because people always make you ill through the phone.
Wow.
Because people don't stop calling you. Like, people do not understand, like, you need to breathe. And I'm just like, how are you 11? And how do you know all these things? And it, babe, at the same time, it's so upsetting that he has been put through all of this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, and I can understand at the same time, you know, you do get good baby father, like, guys that do stay with their men. I'm not going to downplay the good men that are good fathers, because I know a few of them. Like, I know quite a few of them. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I know some really good men. I'm not downplaying them, but we're not talking about you guys. You guys are special. Do you know what I'm saying? You guys have a little, you're in your league of your own when you're a real father like that. But we're talking about the ones that, you know, don't understand how much everything can rebound back. Because having to raise, especially as women, babe, we got to raise men.
Yeah, that is hard.
And we've got to sometimes be like the, like an, not aggressive, but we've got to be stronger than what we have.
Yeah.
Because it needs, like, our word is our word, and it needs, it's affirmative action when I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I know, like, you know how saying. I run myself for Shaylin.
I know. Like,
I don't play. I don't come out to play. Not today.
Yeah.
There's too many boys getting killed out on the roads. My son ain't going to be one of them. But I'm a writer. Like, do you understand? And it's just like, they don't understand. And then with that, imagine having to go through your having back and forth with your baby father. You know, you're young. Your family look upon you like, oh my God, she didn't even get married.
Yeah.
Now she's got a whole baby and her baby father's not even with her. And you've got to deal with the whole community because you look young to the outer world and you're just running yourself with a big ass belly. And you're just running around. Like, not running around, but you're doing your thing. Like, I remember working in where did I work again? I forgot the name of it. It's one of the, what was it called? It was like a department store, like Debenham. House of Fraser.
Okay.
So when I worked in House of Fraser, I properly forgot. I used to work for David Clulow. And I remember I was pregnant and people would literally come up to me and they'd be like, oh my God, how old are you? Wow. And where's the dad? Every other time. And where's the dad?
Seriously?
And where's the dad?
Seriously?
And
where's the dad?
And I'm just like, and at that time we weren't together, but we was like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, he was involved in my pregnancy. So, you know, it was just like so annoying. And it's, and people did, you know, they do look at you and you can tell people look at you, but at the same time, people could have looked at me however, like, if I would do it 20 times over, you know what I'm saying? I would do it 20 times over. He's amazing.
It's true. And I think the children that we have are amazing. And I'm so thankful for the fact that Ty's in my life. And I'm just so grateful for the relationship that we have. So I want to address one elephant in the room. So I have seen online, I was in a live, someone's live a couple of weeks ago, and there was a few people on this live. It was like, you know, a couple hundred people, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a parenting live, and it was by like a pretty popular author. And someone wrote, mostly black women are single mothers on benefits. And
what's wrong with people?
I guess what I want to address is the fact that I think sometimes as well, another stereotype of single parenting is that it can be linked to a certain group of people.
Do you know what? We've spoken about this before and I put it down and you know what I'm going to say, and I might get a lot of backlash for it. Do you know what I mean? But I'm going to say it's feminism, bro, straight up.
Feminism?
Because we really came up with this independent woman thing. We was really out here doing this. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, yeah, for real. I just think it doesn't, I don't want to get into it. It's a sticky one, but I just don't think it works for us. It's just not for us. We have other isms that we have to get over before we can get over that ism or even being recognized as you say. I'm not a black woman. I'm Colombian, so I'm mainly indigenous. But I've grown up around black women all my life. All my girls. Majority of my girls, actually, I've got Turkish girls too, but majority of my girls are black girls. And I've watched and I've seen them go through it. Do you understand? It hasn't been like, I've been on the first hand to experience it.
Yeah.
To see it. Do you understand? And it's a lot of the girls that are around me, they're really strong. Where I've been in workforces where it's like, if she cries and does this, she's seen as, oh my God, you've got to help her. And then when like a black woman raises her voice, it's like, oh, she's aggressive. Like, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I've seen it. So it's like, I feel like we really did take on that we can do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, a lot of our men were, demasculated, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what have you. But that's a different topic. That's a whole different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we're not going to go there.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm saying. So it's like, I think that just created a culture. You know, having baby moms, this and that, that's like, it's a subculture,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not really, but you do get in, you know, in certain parts of Africa, you do get monogamy, but you get women that can have more than one husband as well. You know, the woman chooses the husband. Like, you get so many different varieties of whatever it is. It's just whatever suits you.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But I think it's linked a lot to that, because in the Western, in our side of the world, like, the majority of us that do go on this independent, we can do it by ourselves, we don't need no man, you know, it does come a lot from us. It's a culture that's even growing even more.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it every day.
It is something that we've definitely been...
Babe, you got Black
we've
China.
We've encouraged it.
Look at her. No, and I rate her. I don't even give it. I don't care. I might get backlash for that as well. I rate Black China, regardless of whatever she's doing, what she's doing. She's doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
And she's providing for her kids. She's doing her job. And you can't phase her for it. Whatever trade she chose to go in, it's not your preference, not your taste. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But she's doing what she's doing. And she's a single mom.
Yeah.
And she's doing her thing, and she's proud, and she's out there, she's doing it. She's pretty. She's, you know, she's a businesswoman. She's out here, like, you got.
Yeah. But she's got, like, you know, she's got, like, advantages. She's got, obviously, she's got means to be able to do that. But the average woman in her flat.
I'm not saying that, but that's not, listen, but you don't have to be her. You can be her in your sector.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that, because you know, that's another thing. Everyone thinks that when you become a mom, that you've got to lose your identity.
Yeah.
And it was one of your friends that I read a status of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read a status of one of your girls. And I was like, do you know what? She's actually right. Why do you have to lose your identity to become a mother?
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to lie. Everyone, yeah, I promise you, might not work with your kids, but it worked with mine. I used to run myself a certain way with my son, the way I thought, you know, I had to be. So I was strict. I was like, you can't cry. I was like, you know, like raising him proper Colombian, like, you can't cry. You're a man. Crying is for girls. None of that. Do you know what I'm saying? I was proper raising him in like the proper Colombian way. And then I went through like some sort of therapy and my mind changed. And I said, you know what? I started treating him with love. I was like, do you know what, Shaylin?
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
How have I been as a mother this month?
Yeah.
Is there anything that I could have done better?
Yeah.
And then I started just being who I was.
Yeah.
Even when I was moving mad.
Yeah.
Even when I was moving mad.
Yeah.
I let him see me. And a lot
and
of
it brings you closer. It brings you so much closer. And it really allows you to like form a bond.
Babe, I've got such a bond.
And know you for who you are.
Come on. And that's the most important thing, I think, because it's like a lot of people wake up to the reality of what their mum really is and they don't like it. How, you know, you grow up with one, seeing your mum one way, and when you actually see how that happened with my mum, that's why I can talk on it. My mum was a single mum as well. She raised three kids. She's a strong ass single mum, like proper out here doing her thing.
Yeah.
And only up until recently, I realised my mum was a person, babe.
Oh,
I realized, you know what, she's a person with emotions.
Yeah.
She had dreams, she had ambition, she had things, goals that she might have achieved.
Yeah.
I think she's done pretty well.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And then that's when you slowly start to realize that you don't actually know your mother at all.
Yeah.
And who your mother was trying to be, was just trying to raise you as that persona, but who they really are. Like, my mom's cool. She's so dope. And she's so funny. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I didn't even realize. I was like, mom, have you always been like this?
Wow.
Do you know what I'm saying? I literally turned around. I was like, mom, have you always been like this? And she was like, yeah, but obviously I had to be your mom first.
Yeah.
And then it broke that down even more to me, because I was like, you know what? What we're not doing is wrong, because my son tells me stuff. Like, he'll tell me some deep stuff. I'll be like, I swear down that happened. He's like, yeah, mom.
From
like,
where?
From things that are happening around him. He'll tell me everything.
So let's talk a bit about your son.
Yeah.
So... you don't have to give too much detail, but how old is he?
He's 11.
Cool. And his name?
Shisho.
Nice. And I guess what's it been like for you raising him as a single parent over the last couple of years? And have you been affected by any of these kind of stereotypes or judgments which are out there? If you have, how have you dealt with them?
Well, in my own experience, and I can only talk for myself, no, I've never really felt bad about it, because in a way, I saw my mum raise us as a single mum. So in my imagination, I never had that mum dad type of thing. Like, I always wanted to be around my dad, or like I wanted to see my dad and stuff. Like, my dad was in prison as well. Like, I didn't get to see him when we left Colombia. Like, because I always had a thing, you know, I wanted to know what it was like to have a dad, but. Because I grew up, my mom, and I saw my mum be so strong, like, I just sort of thought, I can be like my mum. Why not?
Yeah.
And I've only got one. She had three. If she dealt with three, that's all I thought. If she dealt with three, I can deal with one.
Yeah.
Because I just saw my mum doing it.
Yeah.
And that's why, for me, not being proud of being a single mum is like looking down on my mum.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying, not even on a sentimental thing, like, it's like looking down at my mom, because I just see her and she's just been so strong in her stance, babe. And you know what? Like, I held strong in my stance as well. And I did a lot of heartbreaking things that, you know, that I had to do for Shaylin to be okay. And it's difficult, babe, because when you're alone, you're really alone, babe. And the moments are like, when it's only you and them, babe.
Yeah.
You know them moments, babe, because I know you've been through that as well. Like, the moments when it's just you and them and you're looking at them, you're like, you know what? You're actually all I have right now. And it's literally, that's when it hits you. I was like, literally, this little boy right here is all I have. Like, I really have nothing else in this world that I can stand up and say, you know what? I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
And that's just really it, Wins. And that's, you know, like, if anyone out there sort of has ever felt, you know, that is in a relationship and feels a way about being a single mother, like, it's dope.
Yeah.
Like, you can do what you want.
It's true.
You know, like, you can't do everything you want, but the moments that you do get to have, like, the birthday parties or, like, the family parties and the kids are there and you know, you're watching your children, your child be happy, like, you get other different type of moments. That's what I'm saying. It's not all about going out every Friday night and doing all that.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you get a different type of, you just switch up on what it is.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. Like, my son makes me laugh. Like, you don't understand. Like, this boy is funny. Like, he's just got so, he's moody as hell, but he's funny, man. And he makes me laugh. And he makes my, like, when we tell stories about him, everyone loves him.
Yeah.
And it's more than that, what I can say. Like, I just don't feel bad and don't stay in anything just because you're afraid of the stigma of being a single mother, because I can honestly tell you, you know, through the stress, I do it a million, and it's been stressful. Don't get twisted. I talk about it like it's been all fine. No, I had to move out of my house. I've had the black bags and run away from abuse and all these things, where, you know, we've been through it, like, you know, all this stuff. So, you know, we had to do that with our kid in one hand and black bags in another. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying, babe?
I do.
So trust me, babe, like, it's hard. Don't get it twisted. It's hard. And there's days that you're just like, I'm finished. But when you look, man, when you look on your right-hand side, that's your right-hand man, and you can't let him down. I just saw it as gang. Like, this is gang. Like, this is me. Do you know what I'm saying? I have to do it for him.
So we have to ride together.
Yeah, you have to. And he does, and he rides out for me, and he doesn't care. He's like, Mom, don't have it. Do you know what I'm saying? He's really Calvin. My son. Like, you can tell he's really my son. Like, he's really his mother's son.
Yeah.
But as much as he is, he's, you know,
father's son.
Yeah. Because, you know, he's a good dad, man.
Cool. So what do you think about the term baby mum? Like, baby mum, baby mama.
Do you know, can I be so honest? Even though I use it sometimes, because you know what my mind's like, yeah? I don't like the wording, babe.
Why don't you like the word?
I rather call it like the father of my son, or
why don't you like the word?
Because it's baby mum, like, you're like, it's just
But it's the connotation, isn't it?
No, it's like because of it's the connotation, but it's what's attached to it. And regardless of what we deem it to or how we use it, because we don't use it in that type of way, and I can see where you're going with that, but it's like, that's what it is in society. Like, you know, sometimes you want to go against the grain, but you ain't got to understand, this is a big ass grain. And
yeah, but that, you know, grain, why is that grain have to be like, because that color?
Of course.
Or where did that color come from? Because that's what we're trying to understand. Because, like, the term baby mum or baby mama or baby mother means what it is, the mother of somebody's child.
I know, but it's just correct English, isn't it?
It's not accepted.
But it's just correct English. It's just grammar.
Well, do you think it's just the time? Do you think it's just the way that people...
I don't know. I think
it's just not a nice word. It doesn't sound correct.
No, because it's the way it's been used. My baby mamas. Like, I don't know.
It is an American term. And I think sometimes... Well, that's a different conversation. But I think sometimes
we use BF.
We do use BF, FF, and BF and all of those. So it is interesting. But I think the word baby mum, baby mama, baby mums, whatever, is associated to that overall negative stereotype that comes to be, you know, towards single mothers. And I think somewhere along that line, this can also attach to like Black women, etc. But we're not really going to get into that on this episode. But I do think that it's hard for people.
I can see that though. I knew that. So you, that's probably exactly it.
But it's hard for people to look beyond just that narrow-minded, like one place, because there is women out there who are very, very proud to be single mums. And the problem is,
babe, I know more than one. You lot are just savages. Listen, I can't deal with these girls. All of you are savages. All of you work hard. You lot study. I've seen the majority of my girls that got kids as single mums just break through odds. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know.
And so do you. Yeah, and so do you. And the problem is, when they set these, like, personas or personalities, it makes women hold back and they were like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, like...
You're not going to go forward
and be like,
proud, I'm proud to be a single
mom. Yeah, you're not going to go forward and be like, I'm proud to be a single mom, because you don't want people to freaking misjudge you. But then it goes on where sometimes women, like, wait too long and then it's harder for them to actually...
Yeah, no, and it's true. But you know what? There's certain females out there that are not that motivated. Like, you see me, when I got pregnant, I was like, cool, now I need to drive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it took me ages to get my license, don't get it wrong. But I got my license. Do you know what I'm saying? And I got my own, regardless of how I got my house, I got my house. And I upkeep my house and I maintain my house. So, and I've maintained jobs and I'll do whatever I need to do to get money. Yeah. Do you understand? Like, I don't really care. Like, I'll jump on it. Like, it doesn't even matter. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? As long as I put food in my fridge and my rent's paid, I'm good and my insurance goes through. I'm nice. Mm-hmm. So with me, it was like, I'm not worried about anyone or what anyone's got to say about me being a single parent, because I get this. Like, I'm out here. Like, I'm gonna get my own.
Like, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, the way I'm gonna do it. Regardless of whatever you lot are thinking, because it's not gonna bother me. Your thoughts don't stop me from sleeping. So, you know, and your thoughts don't pay my bills. So, you know, that's why I tell people straight, like, I ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. What I'd be ashamed of is being in a marriage or being in a family that I'm not happy to be in just for the sake of my children. What happens when they're 18 and they go away?
I'm
stuck with the problem and the problem's my husband. Nah.
It's true.
I'm not doing that. I've seen that happen. Split up after your old wrinkly can't get nothing, bro. No.
It's true.
I'm trying to live my best life with my best friend. I'm not trying to do all that. And I'll wait. And I don't even mind.
That's what's up.
That's what it is. Yeah, 100% wins. You just got to be. That's why we don't understand that type of mentality. Because you get up and you do it. Who else are you gonna do it for? Do it for your kids. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you just got to do it. You have to do it. There's no way out. It's a one straight road. You've got to do it. And if you don't, well, you know what? I don't know what to say about you, but don't come crying to me because I'm the wrong person.
Which is why single moms are so strong and they should be admired, because they do go above and beyond to make sure that their kids, their children are getting all the things that they need and that they're able to find.
Don't you find it weird, yeah, how we're frowned upon, but when you see a single dad, they're praised so much.
Yeah.
For doing their job.
Yeah.
I'm not bashing men, yeah, because I know there's some men that do end up single because of certain circumstances and they do a good job and well done to you lot, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but we're not talking about you. Like I said, same category as the ones before. You're in a special category by your own, but I'm talking about the people who, like, just openly, they do it. Or, you know, the guys that act single, like, they are single baby fathers and they're always talking about how their baby mum's this and they always got the kids.
I'm talking
about those type of people. And you're just like, hold on.
There's you ain't doing nothing.
Fishy going on
here. You ain't doing nothing.
But I met your baby mama and she told me,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, there's men out there that they're not doing like much for their kids. Like, they're not doing anything at all for their kids.
They're not doing nothing. It's just like women that are at home looking after the kids and managing the whole household.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. And they're making it look a certain way. It's them type of man, like. But they get praised. They'll be like, oh my God. And where's your wife?
Yeah, because she's not looking after the baby. Because they do one thing every 6 months. And it's just like, woo, woo, let's have a party. And it's like, come on, you just did one thing and it's never going to have that much of an impact.
No, not at all. But obviously, you know, that's the society we live in. Men do have different standards. But I don't care. I live my life. Like, I'm not going to stop living my life because I've got a child. Obviously, there's certain things that I'm not going to do in front of my son. Like, there's certain things I'm not.
gonna openly participate in front of my son. Like, come on. There's like, come on. There's boundaries, and then there's completely being a different version of yourself. That doesn't look to your mental health. Like, imagine having to get up and be a different person. Like, you can just be yourself and tell your kid, like, stop it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't mess with me. My son knows.
And keep it moving.
Yeah, my son knows. I can't say the same like for other people, but my son knows.
And keep it moving.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I absolutely agree.
You have to be proud.
It's true.
Because then it's like, it's kind of like you're frowning upon your children, isn't it?
It's true.
If you're not proud, if you're like, oh, my kid.
Yeah, you almost make it seem like you hate.
Yeah, like you hate
like your life or the situation that you're in, and that's not the case. That's not what you should be highlighting. So we've kind of talked through a few things. We've talked about just overall the stigma that's attached to being a single mom.
Yeah.
We've talked about how religion and cultures can contribute to it and also change the way that women are perceived. Mm-hmm. We've talked about how women just have challenges overall when it comes to just being a woman and kind of navigating yourself through that. So it would be good to like understand what you would like to maybe see. What are some of the things that can be changed, that can be put out there in a positive way? Or
I think that if you are a single mom, you should be proud, but I'm not going to push that, you know, that narrative of, oh, you've got to, you know, just be by yourself. No, like, if you've got the chance of being happy with someone and forming a family with someone, even if it is with your baby father, then do it. Because we all want a family. We all do. A majority of us do, I think.
Yeah.
Want a family. So don't stop. Don't let that, you know, that, oh, you know, you've got to be strong. You've got to be a single, you know, you've got to do things by yourself. Like, I went through that. We went through that. We didn't let people help us. So it's like, you know, now I do. Now I let everyone help me. I don't care.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, sure.
You need to sometimes.
When can you come?
Yeah, when that person comes and, you know, and he's doing for your son, you know, or he's doing for your daughter and he's actually taking care of you, even if it is the baby that your baby father, like, he's come back into your life and he's doing better. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, just because, you know, like, it doesn't matter how the world views it. If you're a single baby mom, be proud.
We're going to leave it here. Come on, babe. Discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's clear that being a single mom is something to definitely be proud of, but some women may not be proud of it because there's a lot of stigma attached to it. It's probably a lot easier to not talk about it and to not have to put up with people's prejudice about it. But irrespective, you're building somebody's future, and it is about being less selfish and putting yourself out there. So that's what I've taken from the episode. Is there anything that you've taken from the episode that you want to add?
No, it's just been a really interesting one as well, because there was a lot of things out there. But yeah, it's just, you just got to be proud every day. That's all. That's what I'm taking. That's what I'm giving back out.
Amazing. Amazing. Cool, girl. All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, thank you for having me, babe.
And that's it for today's show. If you'd like to share your story, email us hello@sassysinglemoms.com or get in touch on Instagram @sassy_singlemoms. You can also find us on all podcast platforms.